The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The San Jose Sharks are back at SAP Center at San Jose for Saturday night action. It's Los Tiburones night, the Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks for the first official time this season. You may recall the Sharks and the Ducks have played a few times already in the preseason, three to be exact, twice at SAP Center at San Jose and once on the road in Anaheim. The game on the road was certainly the most successful as the Sharks won in overtime on a goal by Luca Cagnoni. But now the Sharks have the big team all set up and raring to go for tonight's first official matchup. Only three games this season between the Sharks and the Ducks, a little bit unusual for a divisional opponent. So this is the only visit that Anaheim will be making to SAP Center this year, if you can believe that. The Sharks are coming off a very exciting game at the Tank. That was opening night on Thursday against the St. Louis Blues, a game in which they had a 4-1 lead, and the highlight of the night was a goal from Macklin Celebrini on his very first shot on net.
Rebound near board, Celebrini back on the ice, fighting for it, trying to poke it up the right wing side. Couldn't clear it out. Ryan Suter's shot is blocked by Toffoli, and he almost raced away on a breakaway, but it was blocked, and the Sharks are going to have to regroup. They do. Here's Celebrini on the right wing side. Spinorama play to the net. Tip score! I think that went off the defense, and that should be Macklin Celebrini's goal with William Eklund right in front of the net. It's past goaltender Joel Hofer, and the Sharks are up 1-0 at 7:01 of this first period. And you can't write a script much better than that with Celebrini in on the very first goal of the season.
Celebrini also scored at 7 minutes and 1 second of the first period, which is kind of appropriate, simply because his number is 71. So it was all perfect, a script being written for great success. But unfortunately, the Sharks gave up that lead, and as it turned out, Braden Schenn, one of the more valuable players on the Blues, would get the winner in overtime.
Parayko curls in his own zone with Eklund influencing. Now Parayko will drop it back. Schenn will skate away from Eklund. He moves down the left, one-on-one with Wallman, shoots, score! St. Louis wins 5-4 in overtime as Braden Schenn gets the game winner 45 seconds into overtime.
Sharks head coach Ryan Warsofsky said there were some good things and some not so good things that happened in game number one, and he gave us an evaluation.
We did some really good things. We did some things that we need to continue to learn and some habits that we need to kind of improve on, especially in big moments in games, last 5 minutes of periods. Obviously, the third period, we go into the lead. We got to make that what would just happen, a learning experience for this group. And we have to understand it's the small details that, you know, in this league are the things that prevent you from winning and losing hockey games. So, you know, we got to learn and move forward.
Two Sharks defensemen got a lot of work for the coaching staff. That was that pair of Jake Walman and Cody Ceci. Ceci, who played in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final last year for the Edmonton Oilers, talked about his first game as a Shark.
It was exciting. The crowd was good. We got up early, and we're just trying to hang on in the third. It was unfortunate we let it slip away. But it was exciting to play here, and I thought it was a fun game. Celebrini had a great game for us, and that was good for him to get that first game out of the way and play as well as he did.
And Walman, who got shaken up in the first period with an amazing block and had 7 total blocks in the game, talked about his first Sharks appearance.
Felt pretty good. I thought we did a lot of good things and a lot of things to work on, but it was fun, great atmosphere, and hopefully next time we can close that type of game out.
Ceci, who had been paired on the third unit for Edmonton last year, likes the challenge of shutting down the top players on the other team.
Yeah, I think it's an important role on any team. There's a lot of skilled players in this league, and every team has their top line, so you need someone to put out on the ice against them, and I think they've been relying on us to do that.
It seems as if Walman also was enjoying playing with Ceci against top players, and he says the pair is learning each day to work better together.
Yeah, like you said, we've played some big, hard minutes, and that's what I love to do. I know that's what he loves to do. It's a challenge every night against top guys, but that's what I look forward to, just playing those big minutes and trying to shut down those top guys in the league.
The Sharks did give up 40 shots on goal to the Blues, including that one in overtime that went in for Braden Schenn. But there were more attempts that were blocked by San Jose, 23 in total, and 7 of them were by Jake Walman. He really got shaken up in the first period, as I noted earlier, and he says that he's come to rely upon being a good shot blocker as a major part of his game.
Yeah, I think there's a couple ways to kind of limit chances at the net as a defenseman, and one of the ways is getting in front of shots, and that's kind of something that I've learned to do and kind of learned off other guys, and keeping an eye on where the puck is, and instead of turning my back and boxing out, I'm more like looking at the puck and kind of trying to make a play on the puck. So yeah, it's kind of grown into part of my game. I've learned it from older guys in my career, and it's something that I get fired up to do, just kind of limit chances at the net.
The Sharks were actually practicing blocking shots amongst the forwards a couple of games ago. Walman doesn't know if it's a good idea for defensemen to be blocking shots, but he says it's an important skill.
I don't know. You either have it or you don't. It's kind of like an in-game feeling. In practice, it's weird because I wouldn't necessarily love getting in front of a shot. It just feels a little different, I think, in practice. But in a game, you have that kind of sense of urgency and adrenaline going. You don't feel it as much, and I'm way more fired up to do it in a game than a practice, but however guys want to practice is great.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Termites, rodents, and other pests never rest. Luckily, neither does Planet Orange. Think you may have a pest problem? Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for a free termite inspection or general pest consultation from our licensed professionals. Planet Orange is an innovator in effective eco-friendly pest control methods. They'll customize each program for your needs using the most eco-friendly solution available. So don't wait. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com and get started today.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
The hat trick for William Eklund.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
In Game 1 of their National Hockey League careers, both Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini really struggled in the faceoff circle. In fact, Will Smith only won one faceoff opportunity and lost 10, while Celebrini was 1-13 on the draws. Nico Sturm is one of the better faceoff men in the NHL, and he remembered coming out of college hockey and talked about that experience and related it to what Celebrini and Smith are learning.
I mean, I look at my career stats, I probably started around 500 my first year or two, and it's just something that's experience-based. Obviously, you take draws against college hockey players, and then you go to the NHL level, and you got to go against guys that have taken draws at this level for 5 or 10 years, that have gone against, you know, the Bergerons of this world there at the whole last 10 years in their career. So you're going against the best centermen, against the best face-off guys in the world. So naturally there'll be some struggles there. It's not something that's going to come overnight. And it is something that you can work on and that you need to work on every day. So and it's a huge part of the game. Obviously those two guys are players that want to play with the puck. And if they win their draws, especially in the offensive zone, they're going to have the puck right away, and they'll need to chase the puck down for the first 15, 20 seconds and get it back. That's going to help their game, their offensive output a lot.
The Sharks did place Macklin Celebrini on the injured reserve list today with a lower body injury, and they recalled Jack Thompson, defenseman from the AHL San Jose Barracuda. He won't play tonight. Vitek Vanacek will get the start in net and look for a couple of other changes. We're on the air at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.